This is the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Mean Gene the Sports Machine and David Ramone.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Kings and Queen. We have a special guest on the line, outside linebacker from the Houston Texans, Whitney Merciless. How are you doing tonight, Whitney?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Great. So we're happy to have you on the show tonight. I know you have an event coming up next week, Cocktails for a Cause. Can you tell us more about the event and about your With Mercy Foundation?
Yeah, definitely. I'll start off with the With Mercy Foundation. So the With Mercy Foundation helps children with underprivileged children being raised by families with disabilities. And we partner up with several different partners that focus on the same disability as we are each year, and we rotate. Last year, we focused on autism. This year, we are focusing on cerebral palsy. And so with those partners, we provide funding, and we track those dollars to make sure those that funding is directly helping those families as well. And pretty much what we have going on next week is, we have a little cocktail hour that's going to be at Moxie's, and it's a kickoff for Returning to Learning. Returning to Learning was created by With Mercy last year to provide students before they go back to school with a book bag, school supplies, things of that nature. Also, hairdos and haircuts as well, too. We have great partners. I know we have we've locked in the McDonald's to come back out to provide meals, and then we'll have like a bounce house. So it'll be a fun event for the kids. And sometime in August, right before they get head back to school. And this event next week, called Cocktail for a Cause, is going to be at Moxie's from 5 to 8 p.m. And I'll be guest bartending. Also, I'll have my man, Bernard McKinney, bartending with me as well. So it should be fun. Everybody can go check that out at withmercy.org and check out the event, buy tickets. Tickets are $20 a pop. And definitely come out, have a cocktail by your favorite celebrities, no doubt.
That's awesome. So what is your favorite cocktail?
Gosh, let me see. Wow, it's nice and simple, just a straight old-fashioned. That's it.
Because you're very old-fashioned. So I don't know if you're watching the draft. You were a first-round pick yourself. Do you have any NBA players or college basketball players that you're watching right now that – you have your eyes on?
Actually, I do not, to be honest with you. I haven't even taken a look at the draft or anything like that. I've been so busy just putting together this whole event for next week and all that, and so I haven't been able to catch up. But I have been catching up with the World Cup, though. It's been very interesting, and I'm kind of disappointed that Argentina was kicked out.
I think we all were.
Yeah. Hey, Whitney, I got to ask you. So, I mean, you're doing really a lot for the community. So what really, like, drove you to start doing all this? Because, I mean, actually, I didn't even know about, you know, you kind of helping the kids, especially, you know, during around school time. So what really drove you to do this?
Man, the biggest thing, it's just my upbringing, man. It's my family, really, who has taught me if you have a great platform, use it and use it for good. Right. And so I think we all as humans have a great responsibility given by God in order to help others in need. You know, it doesn't matter how little you got, you still got to be able to give, you know, just a little bit. That's something that's been instilled in me. And so I've been fortunate and blessed to be where I'm at. And now I get to help a lot of people, and it doesn't even matter. As long as I'm able to help one person, I know that will intrinsically help somebody else as well later down the line.
Hey, one more. I got to ask you. So are you and Bernard and McKinney, like, do you got some proper training down there or anything like that? You know, like, you kind of, like, you know, got ready and prepared, you know, to be
Can
working
you, like,
this event?
Throw the cups in the air and spin the bottles around.
Right. See, we need to get a little bit of practice in. I haven't had much practice at all. Actually, I haven't had practice at all. And so I think what we're going to do, we're going to try to do a couple tricks, you know, flip a bottle or two here and there, flip a cup or two, and we might be breaking a whole bunch of stuff behind there. They might just kick us out.
Just make sure you have a heavy hand. So the drinks, they'll just keep coming back and buying drinks from you, for sure.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. You know what? I'm just going to tell everybody just to Uber.
Oh, yeah.
Uber is key. No, Uber is key. Well, thank you so much, Whitney. We appreciate everything that you do for the community. Wait, I'm sorry. I got cut off. David has one more question for you. He's itching in the studio right now. He has one more question for you.
No, not yet. Don't let him leave. Not yet. Winnie, no. I just definitely want to ask you about the upcoming season this year. I just wanted to know, like, how you're feeling about the defense. Of course, you know, last year didn't really end of the well that y'all wanted to go to, but what are the couple things you're looking forward to this year?
Yeah, honestly, the roster has been bolstered, and our management, our coaches, everybody has been on board as far as finding the best talent out there in order to help this team win. And I'm looking forward to the 2018 season, especially getting guys back, being healthy, Deshaun, JJ, myself, Christian Covington, those guys. And pretty much the new faces we've added, Johnson Bademosi, Tyron Matthew, guys who make this roster just really, really competitive and very instinctive players as well, too. And so there's a lot of buzz and everything. Oh, yeah, we're going to be back. You know, yeah, it's going to be full strength. But the thing is, as far as what we look good on paper, but we got to turn all that potential into results. And we got to be able to win, string along a number of wins in order to get into the playoffs and hopefully get into the Super Bowl, the big dance at the end.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Winnie, one more time. Can you please plug in the event one more time for the people who didn't probably catch it for the first time?
Oh, yeah, it's Cocktails for a Cause. Yeah, it's going to be at Moxie's next week, June 27th, Wednesday, 5 to 8 p.m. Celebrity guest at bartending is going to be myself and Bernard McKinney. And a couple of my teammates who are around still who aren't out of town training are going to be there for sure. And definitely come through. I have a cocktail by yours truly. I can check out everything on withmercy.org and purchase a ticket, which is at $20, $20 a pop. Simple.
Well, I'll surely take you up on that, and those proceeds will be going to the Returning to Learning Back to School Bash coming in August. Thank you so much, Whitney. We appreciate everything you do for the community. Thank you for your time tonight, and enjoy. We're looking forward to trying those cocktails next week.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely we'll see y'all there. Appreciate
Alrighty.
It.